name is Elsa Sebastian, and I actually founded Earth Club last spring so we could start implementing a more eco-friendly lunch. The plates that we're using are actually made out of sugarcane fiber, and it's a byproduct of the sugarcane refining process. And the utensils are made out of potato starch and cornstarch. And all of these things are biodegradable, so we'll be able to compost all of our lunch waste.
My name is Mackenzie Peeler, and I'm a member of Earth Club. I mainly got involved because Elsa specifically came to me and asked me if I would like to help, you know, make the school more eco-friendly and help with recycling and just kind of implementing different things to help promote, like, Earth awareness to the school.
And is this your first big step, Elsa?
Well, we've actually started doing classroom recycling as well. So in every class, there's a recycle bin. And actually, in the city of Petersburg, because of this recycling program, the amount of paper in the city has doubled that's being recycled. So that's a big accomplishment for us. And this is really the first big step, changing over to compostable lunch. So,
Mackenzie, is there a certain area that people just dispose of these so they don't get thrown into the waste, regular waste stream, the plates and forks and stuff?
We actually have a garbage can that is labeled Earth Club disposable place to dispose the plates so that it's not going in with the regular trash. So it's in the specific can so that they can be composted down by PIA.
Okay. Let's take a look at this here. Now, you've got these spoons here, and do you mind if I grab some forks? And, they look, pretty much maybe a little bit not quite bright white, but they look just about like any other sort of plastic utensil. It's just, and I can't even break them by, they seem as strong. But these are totally biodegradable. They if I put them in my yard, they'd be gone in a while?
Yeah, and actually some of the kids have attempted to eat them, and that's actually fine because there's no toxic chemicals in them, and they're just entirely made out of plant matter. And, yeah, if you throw them in the back of your yard, they would compost within about 2 weeks. So,
have you tried taking a bite of the forks or the plates?
No, but certain Earth Club members have, including Campbell Longworth, who almost ate a whole fork, and nothing's happened to him yet. So,
you're still watching those.
I'm still watching.
Mackenzie, have you heard any words from folks who've been using this stuff? Like, is there any different taste or smell or anything like that that affects anything?
No, not really. Everyone seems to really like it. I think that the more we can get awareness out about these plates and the more we can get people to use them, I think that it's just going to be a good change for the high school and it'll be good for the school district all around.
Cost-wise, what are we talking about here? Is this a lot more cost for the schools or?
It comes up to be about a $1,500 difference.
A year?
A year. The thing about it, though, is that the school's trash bills are really high, and because all this is being composted, that cuts down on trash bills. And also, Earth Club is hoping to package and sell the compost next year, and that should help make up the difference as well.
Tell me about this company.
Well, it's actually run by a guy out of Homer, and it's called Plantware Biodegradables, and there's actually a place in China that makes these plates and utensils, and that's been surveyed as far as fair wages and
toxics and things
like
that.
Yeah, toxic, and the workers are paid fair wages, and it's a very safe workplace. So.
And how wide use is this? Is it just in the middle school and high school, or is it in the elementary school too?
Well, it's just in the middle school and high school for now. And then maybe if this works out here, then we'll probably start implementing it in the elementary school as well.